From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, today's topic is those colorful winter-growing lichens that festoon coastal shrubs and trees. These include filamentous species in several genera, mainly Usnea and Ramalina, which grow in dense pale green tufts and long strands on hardwoods. Red alder, Pacific crabapple, willows, and maples are common hosts, as are many orchard trees. When their own leaves are gone during winter, these hardwoods support dense colonies of lichens in full growth, a completely different look for the winter season. Watch for the distinctive light green color, which is much lighter than leaves. Other filamentous species are brown and black, much less showy than the first two, and also grow in winter. The lichens aren't parasitic on the trees. They do not suck nutrients from the sap. They use the hardwood shrubs and trees as scaffolding to grow on and prefer older, weathered bark over fresh new wood. When you see orchards covered in lichens, it may be time to address the nutrients in the soil beneath the trees, because few clean twigs means the trees are growing very slowly. Lichens are composite organisms formed of fungi and algae. A graduate student recently discovered that, contrary to long-held thinking, these are not composed of one fungus species and at most two algae. They actually have two or more fungi and two or more algae in their bodies. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.